Hi, my name is Finn.
Oh, she needs a pink one.
And what are you doing here, Finn?
I'm pumping up a balloon, at least trying to.
Wow, is this your first time to Wild Fest?
Yes.
What do you think?
I think it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. A lot of fun people to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Good music.
That's Pearl and Wood performing at Wild Fest, an evening of music and activism hosted by Wilderness Workshop on Hunter S. Thompson's Owl Farm to commemorate 50 years of protecting and conserving public lands.
Could you start by introducing yourself?
Sure, I'm Will Rausch. I'm the conservation director at the Wilderness Workshop.
And what is this social media activism booth that you've set up?
Sure, so we've got about six different issues we're working on: protecting the Thompson Divide, keeping public lands public, keeping protections for our national monuments, working on new wilderness, and we're just asking folks to take a picture with a very simple message, something like Unified for Thompson Divide, or keep Castle Maroon Creeks free flowing, no dams there. Take a quick picture and then post on social media. We've got the social media handles of our senators and our congressmen, and it's a really simple, easy way for people to kind of get direct access to those elected officials. Social media is one of the better and more effective ways to talk directly to your congressman or senator.
Highly educated in this.
Oh, that's okay.
So we'll find someone else. We won't be offended.
No, it's two people who wandered in. Like, what did you just do?
We just walked up and we were reading about what the underlying cause for this whole festival is. We became aware of it because of the relationship to Hunter Thompson. But now finding out about all the different conservation efforts, it's really cool.
We're both pretty avid hikers and love to camp and love Colorado, and that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that keeps happening for generations to come. And, you know, people love Colorado for a reason. And so if we lose that and become just the next overgrown, overpopulated area that is just taking everything, all of our resources, and pouring them into a place that isn't sustainable, then we won't have this culture and this experience. So, yeah, that's what we show up for, and that's what we vote for, and that's where our money goes, and that's what makes a difference.
My name is Eliza Rogan, and my company is Mural Farm. I'm here at Wild Fest doing a live painting of some of the protected lands that Wilderness Workshop works so hard to protect. So I'm doing a painting of the Crystal River and the Crystal River Valley up there between Redstone and Marble. So the plan is to get this painting done during Wild Fest. And then at the end, I'm letting people sign up on email list, and then it'll be auctioned at an event.
And what other murals have you worked on recently?
Well, I just did one at KDNK with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Project.
It turned out beautiful.
Yes, they're really awesome kids, super cool kids.
My name is Dan Hurley, and I play the banjo in World's Finest.
My name is Chris Cooch. I play the guitar and sing.
Well, in the spirit of the festival, what does wilderness mean to you?
I try to spend as much time as I can in the wilderness. I get a lot of inspiration from being outside and beauty of our wild spaces and
worth protecting.
Absolutely.
I'm from Ohio, and I come from a pretty conservative place. I'm from Cincinnati, and I moved out west as soon as I graduated from high school, and wilderness to me has become pretty much my religion. Yeah, you know, coming from a Irish Catholic family, and you know, all amazing open people, you know, no judgment or anything like that, but I strayed from that conservatism in a city like that, in a family like that, and I find it in outdoor the world.
Sure, I'm Selena Montorfino. I'm also with the Leave No Trace Center for Outdoor Ethics. I'm the traveling team's manager. And actually, we've had a team of Subaru Leave No Trace traveling trainers out here all week. Our public lands are just a national treasure that deserves to be protected to the greatest extent possible.
So my name's Katie Nelson, and I'm the Wilderness and Trails Program Coordinator for the Aspen Sobris District of the White River National Forest. not a lot has changed. I just feel a big responsibility to take care of these places, and I'm able to do that through the agency.
Uh-huh.
But I feel really fortunate to work with a community that genuinely cares and wants to just preserve these places for the legacy and for the sake of the places themselves.
I'm Wyatt Ferris. I've grown up in the Roaring Fork Valley. I'm fifth generation Aspen Valley, so my dad actually grew up just down the road from Hunter Thompson's ranch. So
I absolutely love where we live, and I'm actually going to school down in Pueblo, Colorado now, which is a vastly different environment. And it really kind of hit home when talking with people and they've taken vacations up here where we live every day, and it's been a once-in-a-lifetime experience for them. And it kind of was an eye-opening experience to think, hey, we need to do as much as we can to protect this place, because it's an important place to a lot of people. And I'm really glad this event is here because it's showing a lot of support.
How about you?
My name's Caleb Wexler. I was, been born and raised in the Valley, and I'm the first in my family to, be born in this Valley. But, Mission of Wild Fest really speaks to me, because what's made this place such an amazing place for me to grow up and for my parents to raise their kids has been the natural environment, and having this so much untouched land around us. It's something, I have to constantly remind myself that a lot of people don't grow up with this. People, grow up in cities and aren't able to just, drive up into the mountains or into the forests. And it's something I don't want to lose. It's something that, I want to, someday be able to bring, the next generation of my family out here and share it with them. And I want other people to be able to, grow up here, raise their kids here.
The event also featured guest speaker Michael Bruhn, the executive director of the Sierra Club.
Every single national park in this country, every single state park in this country, county park in this country, every single labor law, every single human rights victory that we had was won. People organized and they agitated. Some of them got arrested. They worked and they persisted, and they worked again and again and again to bring us beautiful places that were permanently protected, to bring us new groundbreaking human rights and environmental justice policies. And the thing that I want to say to you today is that the mission of the Sierra Club is to explore, enjoy, and protect the planet. And what I hope you all do is all three. 27 national monuments that have been declared in the last 20 years are under threat. Almost every single public health protection against mercury and arsenic and soot and smog and coal ash, all of these protections are under threat. Regulation to protect the drinking water of one-third of Americans is under threat. The United States is now not part of the Paris Climate Agreement, along with Syria. That's it. And one other country, Nicaragua, who wanted to make it stronger. So I started by saying that all of the great things that we enjoy in this country from a natural legacy and from a human environmental rights standpoint, all of those victories were hard-earned. We can't take them for granted. Democracy is not a spectator sport. Progress can't be taken for granted. So tonight, please, have a good time. Sleep late tomorrow. Be kind to your friends. Be kind to your enemies. And then next week, when you have a little bit of time, please get involved. We need you. We need you now more than ever. Thanks, everybody.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.